Them Podcast with Landon McCool.
How about them Cowboys indeed?
Hello and welcome back to another edition of the How About Them Podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool. It's been a while, guys. I took a little week off, with the Cowboys as well. But we come back to a glorious Dallas Cowboys victory, 40-10, over the San Francisco 49ers in San Francisco. It was a fantastic game, bounce back game, get right game, whatever you want to call it. It felt like everything was going correctly during this whole process. And I think, you know, the tape kind of viewed that as well. So I, of course, am here to deliver my game notes for the game on Sunday. And we're going to talk a little bit about what exactly happened. Lots of good things happened. I'll go ahead and spoil you on that. But I think if you watch the game, you're probably not going to be surprised by that. So let's just get right into it, shall we? First offensive drive. The first run of the game was a harbinger. I felt like they pulled Martin, they pulled Frederick to the outside, who both executed their blocks perfectly to create an alley for 21 for Zeke for 5 yards. Great gap run. Too bad it passes later. They had to punt the ball. The punt was recovered the punt was fumbled, and the fumble was caused by Kayvon Frazier and recovered by Xavier Woods. And in the second offensive series, Cowboys run a wide zone left. Cooper gets beat by Buckner, but does a great job of getting just enough of him to allow Zeke to cut up inside of him and gets tripped. Zeke gets tripped up, but after a 14-yard gain. Guys, I have to say, I can't get over how much improvement there has been. I don't want to say with Cooper in the wide zone. I want to say with how Cooper is working inside the wide zone scheme. And I guess what I mean there is that it feels like what they've done is adjust for his level of athleticism and say, hey, you don't need to worry about securing the second, the double teams as much with your man. Frederick and Smith are both very capable. If you just give the guy a punch and then get off and get to the second level to make your block, I think they're going to be fine. And what they've seen is that so far, so good. I think that's why we've seen some good success in this game with Cooper and them running the wide and inside zone. And they ran it a lot, certainly a lot more than I thought they would. And they also threw in a lot of traps, which we haven't really seen them run very much of. But they ran it really well, and it was effective. Speaking of offensive line stuff, some odd-looking splits on a second-down play where Cooper was split twice as far as Martin was from Frederick. And Lael also had a similar kind of longer-distance split from Martin. And it was weird because they ran behind the tight grouping of Cooper, Smith, and then they had the two tight ends, Witten and Hannah, outside as well, for 5 yards, and it was just interesting to see. I wonder if that split was specific for that game, that one play, or what. I would be really interested to see why they did that specifically, because they didn't really do it very much after that. I didn't notice it again after that. They get down to the one inside zone left, 1 yard touchdown, easy run for Zeke. After the fumble recovery of the punt. It felt like it just started rolling for this offense. They clearly had a short field there, but even from there, it never really felt like it was out of reach for this offense at any point. First defensive series. Run fits immediately look improved. Brian Price gets some good penetration, but sits enough that he isn't pushed past the pocket, pushed past the hole. Hyde bounces back, but Dallas defenders in every gap. Great coverage on the DBs on the sack that Wilson got. Shanahan likes using bunch formations versus Marinelli a lot. And on this play he did as well because he feels like he could spread out and get receivers open in zones that way. Beathard rolls out to try to escape Crawford, who's applying pressure, and then it's just pushed out of bounds by Wilson short of the line of scrimmage. So it wasn't like a tackle sack. It was a push out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage sack. On the next play, you know, it was kind of a really cool rangy play by Woods from the center field, but Garcon runs a corner route and gets open, but Beathard kind of throws it too far upfield and not out enough, but Woods still is able to get all the way over there and arrived at the same time as the ball. I mean, it wasn't a catchable pass because it was too far upfield anyways, but it was an opportunity for us to see Woods showing some great range. Trap play inside was 64 and a motioning 84 leading into the hole. I should say they after that they punted. The offensive third series, that's the trap play inside with Cooper and a motioning Hannah into the hole. Hat on hat run for 4 yards. Dez slant again. It's great to see them doing more and more of Dez in breaking routes and more efficient targeting of Dez. I think it's the most effective way to use Dez for the benefit of the team. Switzer on jet sweep. He's still very much a work in progress on this. Like, he doesn't vary his speed enough. He doesn't really set up his blockers. It's different than just running the ball like as a running back. I know he has running back experience, but this is still different because you're running full speed, you know, parallel to the line of scrimmage. And when you get the ball, you got to basically stop and then go perpendicular. So it's a lot different angles, speed, you know, and all that combined with the fact that, you know, this is his first year in the NFL too. So I think it may take him a little bit, but I feel hopefully eventually he'll get this. After a first down on a defensive pass interference, more power run. This time G power with both guards pulling right for 5 yards. Great point of attack block on Zeke's 25-yarder. Another inside trap. It's the new favorite run play, I think. Martin is the play side guard. He stabs Tony McDaniel, who's the defensive tackle, who looked to be trying to tackle Martin. It was crazy. But once Martin gets to the second level, McDaniels is still kind of stumbling from Martin's punch and gets finished off by Cooper, who is wrapping back around on a pull into the hole. And with Collins and Martin sealing off the inside, Cooper on top of McDaniel and Witten blocking, winning his block, it was an easy stroll for Zeke into the end zone. Touchdown. Let's skip ahead a little bit, see what's some interesting stuff. A couple different times they were able to get people open on play-action passes, crossing routes. I mean, the stuff that you would expect with Kyle Shanahan. Marquise Goodwin is so fast. It really isn't fair to be running crossing routes versus man on anybody. But, he was able to get open on Lewis. But good job of Lewis being close enough to at least get a tackle on him, because Marquise Goodwin is almost a world-class sprinter. So not even just, like, NFL fast, but, like, fast for the world. I guess NFL fast is fast in the world too, but on the 3rd-and-1 conversion, they ran zone read and Taco almost was able to make a big play, but he couldn't make the tackle. He got stiff-armed by the quarterback and Beathard ran for 16 yards in the first down. You know, look, it's tough for Taco right now. He's struggling. He needs some good plays to happen for him so that he can turn this thing around a little bit. But right now it just all seems very difficult for him. They kick a field goal on that drive. The Cowboys go 3 and out. Cowboys back on defense. You know, look, there was a play where Garcon got a 48-yard catch. Goodwin got a 48-yard catch. And I don't know what the refs were looking at, but Pierre Garcon basically blocked Sean Lee from dropping into the zone while the ball was still in the air about 20 yards downfield. In the middle of the field, and they, you know, didn't call anything. I could not believe it going back and seeing the play on the All-22. It's so blatant. He just hits Lee. He just leans into it and hits him. Like, he could block him. It was shocking, frankly. But then the next play, 50 gets his revenge. He ran the tackle, off-tackle play better than the running back, and he got a tackle for loss. That set up a 3rd-and-11. Great coverage on the back end in the cover 3. Irving works his way around the guard and then the center, discards the center, and stalks Beathard, who couldn't get away. And it was a huge sack for forcing them to punt. Love the zone read. Offensive fifth series. Love the zone read with the arc block from 82. That was an interesting play design. We've seen some of that before, but it's good to see them bring it back, because I think it's, you know, eventually you could run a pretty slick pass play out of it too, I bet. Cover 3 with little help from underneath means Dez gets a slant for 12. Again, more in breaking routes and having some success. Great job by Fred Beard on the wide zone to help Cooper out a bit with a fantastic reach on the nose tackle, allowing Cooper to focus his effort on getting the second level. See, this is kind of what I was talking about, where it just feels like there's been more effort by the guys receiving the double team pass off to work hard to make sure they secure that early, so that Cooper specifically can get off and get to the second level as quick as he can. Great back shoulder throw before getting destroyed by Dak on the 27-yard pass to Dez. Ref probably should have whistled that play dead, but because the defensive end got a free shot on Dak, but he didn't, and still got 27 yards out of it. After a holding call, they were set back first and 16. They swung a swing pass out to Morris in the flat, and he was able to get 9 yards, and I think that's really important because he was able to get them out of a bad situation where they're in the red zone but behind in the chains. He got them back on schedule, and then the next play on second down, which was a managed, now suddenly a second and 7, which opens up your ability to do a lot of different things in the playbook. It allowed for them to throw the ball to Jason Witten, who made that incredible one-handed catch. Dak dropped it in the bucket. But, I mean, I think, it was a fantastic catch, fantastic throw. The touchdown was absolutely beautiful. But I think one of the key plays there that should not be forgotten, Morris's efforts in the flat to able to pick up 9, get them back on schedule as far as chains go while in the red zone, and not make them have to throw twice because they're backed up behind the chains, even though they're in striking distance. Defensive fourth series, Cowboys doing a much better job of tackling again in the previous series, and guys like Garcon and Hyde are not easy to take down. Byron Jones got beat by Kittle on third down conversion, but most of the game, my notes for Byron were really good. He played Kittle very strong. He's done a very good job with these kind of move athletic tight ends. Let's see. I did see an opportunity. I've been critical of 59 using his shoulder to take on blocks at times as opposed to using his hands. But in this case, if it ain't broke, Hitch was flowing to the ball. He took on an offensive lineman with his shoulder, kept running, and then beats the running back to the spot and is able to get a 2-yard tackle for loss. So, if it works for you, buddy, then maybe you shouldn't listen to me for sure. And then Crawford was able to get a sack on the next play, which, put them in a 3rd-and-20 situation and forced them to punt again. Next series wasn't great. They punt basically on a 3-and-out. Defensive fifth series was the one where they started really getting the ball moving against the Cowboys. This is where things looked a little bit tenuous, as tenuous as a 17-point lead gets. Where Heath misses the tackle in the hole on Hyde, and Hyde toasts him for 12 yards. Then more play-action waggle crossers are working. And then Irving forced a fumble, but the ball bounced right back into the running back's hands for a 3-yard gain. And that's when it started feeling like, God, ball's literally bouncing their way at this point. And then I think the lowest point for the Cowboys, and it wasn't very low, was when Hyde was able to take a run down to the 5-yard, a 16-yard run. It looked like that Jalen was able to stun Staley in the hole, which forced the cutback. But unfortunately, Lee had over-pursued the play, and then when he tried to get back into the alley, he was blocked out, and it left a huge lane for Hyde, who was able to run it down to the 5. And then, you get DeMarcus Lawrence making that play. And I think we need to talk about that for a sec, because let's just talk about a couple different things. One, the timing of it is super important. The fact that he's able to make a clutch play in the red zone, get the sack, cause a turnover, that shows you that he's, I think, entering a conversation for elite pass rushers, or at least in that conversation of becoming on the precipice of becoming an elite pass rusher. I think that you know, he was able to get off with great initial burst. And I guess it was against Joe Staley, you know, so against a good offense, a very good left tackle. He got great initial burst, quickly chopped Staley's hands down, got around the corner, and then attacked the football, knocked the ball out before Beathard was able to hit the ball moving forward. Huge play when they needed it, and D-Law clearly has that clutch gene, which is just fantastic. Then we basically go into halftime. The Cowboys got the ball with not very much time left to go, and they go into halftime. Defensive 6 series, 19-yard play action pass to Garcon on cover 3. Looks like 50, bit a little bit too hard on a play action, got sucked in, the ball was thrown over the top. There was a lot of this. I mean, just I think it's tough because, again, when they're going to run play action, Shanahan really gives them great looks for play action and usually is able to get people open. Another very similar run to the one I just described with Lee over pursuing the ball and then Hyde getting a big run, but this one was only it was for 9 yards. I loved the use of no huddle that they had, where they had just converted a 3rd and 1 with a QB sneak, and then they decided to go no huddle immediately after they got the first down because they wanted to keep that defense on the field in order to create mismatch, and they spread them out as opposed to tightening up when they were obviously doing the QB sneak. So I like that use of personnel mismatch and no huddle by the Redskins there. They ended up getting into a 4th-and-4 situation. Well, actually, they were in a 3rd-and-1, Lee was able to shoot a gap despite being in Deacon defense and having no one covering him, no DL covering him, was able to shoot the gap and meet Collins for a 3-yard loss. So they basically were at a 4th-and-4 thanks to Lee's tackle for loss. And they were able to get Jones off kilter a little bit with a pivot route that started – or they were trying to get Jones off kilter with a pivot route that started out looking like a rub route. So basically he tried to cut it outside, looked like he was going to rub off another receiver. Please excuse my language there. Jeez. and then broke it back inside like a pivot route. So faking the rub, back inside pivot – but Jones was there right when the ball arrived, incomplete, and a turnover on downs. Great play. And basically going to the back end, you know, as the game went on, the offensive 9th drive was just everything was working for them. Everything, the 9th and 10th drive specifically, everything was working for them. They were running, converting, they were running waggles, play action, they were keeping the defense off kilter completely. They were running spread, they were running 13 personnel, they were beating them with mismatches and all kinds of different personnel groupings. They were starting to have more and more success in the wide zone, which looked even better in the second half than it did in the first half. They get down to the 2-yard line, and they run that. I think it was actually the 3 or 4, and they run that QB draw to Dak. Where basically they did a great job of blocking down, and then Rod Smith came out of the backfield to take on the safety, and Ford just basically walked in untouched. And then after that, Jalen sack fumble the quarterback. Cowboys recover again, and then the 10th offensive series was just absolute dominance. They basically had 6 yards, 26 runs for 27 yards, and it's just eating all the clock off of it. Power toss, zone draw, it's all working for Cowboys right now. 64 looks great. All your all pros looking like all pros. 77 getting out of space. Martin Fredwood reestablishing the line of scrimmage. 21. Jump cutting in and out of holes, on the Dez touchdown. And that whole series was mostly running, but they ended up scoring on that Dez touchdown where the safety cheated inside seemingly to cut off the slant to Dez. And then Dez ran inside like he was running a slant. And when the safety bit, he made a move so smooth to get back upfield, split the two defenders, then get up and down with the ball so quickly and smooth. It was such a beautiful thing to watch. He looked like he knew exactly the kind of interesting route that he was running pre-snap, but it was absolutely gorgeous touchdown catch. Yeah, and it's just, you know, at this point, San Francisco had their long drive where they ended up scoring on the Beathard touchdown. Looked like the touchdown itself was, you know, Skandrick almost had an interception on like two or three plays before that. Looks like the ball went right through his hands. That's also Brown had an interception that was overturned due to a defensive holding. So, I think that on the, you know, on the Beathard touchdown, it looked like it was a QB draw as well. And I think Hitchens got caught up a little bit inside, but it slowed him down from getting outside. After that, they brought in Cooper and they brought in Rod Smith, Rod Smith really looked good. He always looks good. Looney came in for Martin as well, and he had a fantastic block on Rod Smith's 45-yard run. So kudos to all the young guys who came in late in the game and really played well. I mean, Looney and Rush and Rod Smith all played fantastic for, you know, getting their very limited snaps in the NFL. Overall, I mean, just fantastic. A joy to watch this game. A joy, guys. I definitely recommend it. So those are my notes. It feels like this is a get-right game. It feels like they've gotten some things worked out. You never know for sure. I think, obviously, playing on the road in Washington is going to be a fantastic test, litmus test to see where this team is. If they win, it's going to be a ginormous win, another division win. It's going to get them closer to getting where they need to go. I mean, can they catch Philly? It's certainly not outside the realm of possibility, but they don't need to worry about that. What they need to worry about is getting to the next game, winning that next game, and then focusing on the game after that. So, guys, make sure you check out FanRack Sports throughout the week. All kinds of information, Cowboys or otherwise, college, NFL, FanRack Sports has got you covered. So you make sure you check them out. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, @McCoolBTB. Until next week, happy trails, everybody.